Ladies and gentlemen, peace be unto you. Would you please quietly make your way from this place, honoring it as the sacred place of the end for four brave employees? I will ask that the loyalty mark application site be appropriately relocated, and thank you for your reverence during this tragedy.
They are still safe.
Yes, Excellency.
Beloved, while this sadly preempts and concludes today's activities in Tel Aviv, tomorrow's agenda shall remain in place. We look forward to your presence in Jerusalem.
Based on Desecration, the ninth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 97 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
You're sure they don't suspect anything?
Yeah, Moon's people are combing the wreckage. I'm pretty sure they don't know the cause of the crash, though Carpathia's paranoia will likely land them on thinking sabotage. I'm certain they have no idea we survived.
Yet.
We'll see.
Where do you spend the night?
Parked behind a rock outcropping about a mile off the road between Amman and where you're at in Mizpah. How are things there?
They've gotten a lot done in a short period of time. Resources are pouring in. There's already a bunch of choppers, a couple of smaller jets, and a few turboprops.
Keep your eyes open, Ray. Since the GC think what's going on there is part of their own exercise, you may see flybys or maybe an inspection.
How you pulled that off, I'll never understand.
I just planted a few documents in the GC database.
Nicely done. Keep in touch, David.
Sure will. You too, Ray.
What do you think, Chief?
Runway looks fantastic, Albie. Who do we have here?
Oh, excuse me.
George Sebastian, out of California.
Ray Steele.
I know who you are, sir. Pretty sure everybody here does.
Time will tell whether or not that's a good thing. So, I understand Albie's given you the dubious distinction of chopper lead.
Truthfully, I'm honored.
Tells me Albie thinks you're okay.
I guess. You know he's working as Commander Elbaz, right?
Oh, yeah. Commander Elbaz and I go way back. So, what do we like about him?
Experienced, smart. Can fly the sheet metal off of anything with rotors.
So, nice meeting you, George. I need to keep moving.
If you have just another minute, Captain Steele.
All right, walk with me. I'm headed to the south end of the new strip.
I'll catch up with you later.
Right.
I'll make it quick, sir. It's just that I like to tell people how it happened with me.
It?
You know, sir, how I came to the truth.
Gotcha.
Kind of makes me feel more plugged in, having my story out there and all.
I know what you mean. Let's go right ahead.
I had a chopper instructor, a guy named Murphy. Told me Jesus was coming to take Christians to heaven. Of course, I thought he was a nutcase. I even got him in trouble for recruiting on the job, but he wouldn't quit. I didn't want a thing to do with that stuff. I was loving life. Newly married, top dog, you know.
Sure.
Murphy invites me to church. Of course, I never went. Then the big day happens. Millions missing everywhere. I actually tried calling him to see if our session was called off because of the chaos. Occasionally have these moments of brilliance.
I see. I take it he was gone.
Somebody found his clothes on a chair in front of his TV.
Didn't that do it for you?
Yeah, real quick. I prayed right on the spot that I would remember the name of his church. I did. Of course, hardly anybody was there. But I found somebody who knew what was going on, and they prayed with me. My wife, too.
Change a few details, and I've got a story just like it. If we ever have a few minutes, I'll share it with you.
Sir, just one more second.
I don't want to be rude, son,
well, sir, I have a little gift for you.
A gift?
More of a mission asset, really.
I'm listening.
Over there, I brought samples of some cargo that's following me. As soon as the strip can handle a transport.
Cargo?
Weapons.
Not in the market.
These are free, sir.
Still not.
Our base trained for combat. When Carpathia told everyone to destroy 90% of their weapons and send the other 10% to him, that went over like a lead balloon.
The U.S. was the largest contributor.
We held more than we sent.
What?
It's true.
Wait a minute. What have you got?
Can I show you a few samples?
Abdullah, how does it look behind us?
David, I think Smitty's down for the count. Neither of us slept more than half an hour last night.
I've been watching. There's no one back there.
Yeah, last thing I want to do is lead the GC right into the operation.
Listen, are you all right, Leah? I can drive if you need a rest.
I'm fine. Thanks.
You think they figured out we weren't on board?
I'm just hoping they assumed we'd be vaporized in a deal like that. I'll just pray they find small bits of shoes or something they decide is clothing.
Where is this guy? I can't raise Chang.
The boy's probably a tad busy right now.
Not for this long. He knows we need the updates.
Listen, you're not going to raise him by getting yourself all tied in a knot, David.
David, has Leah told you about our idea?
What idea?
We put a mobile first aid center at the airstrip, since there's a real possibility of injuries.
Yeah, that's good. You two can head that up.
I thought you were going to tell him about the flight home.
What do you mean?
We're all flying back to the States when the operation's over.
Not me.
Really?
No, I'm going to Petra as soon as I can. I need to set up a tech center. Chang and I have already blocked out channel space on a satellite in geosynchronous orbit above it, and I need to get a few things hooked up before the Israelites arrive.
But, David...
Well, this is David.
Hey, you know where I am because I'm on schedule.
No, we feel pretty good about the security of these phones if you want to back off the code just a bit.
Force of habit. Listen, somebody missed their rendezvous.
Who?
Patty.
She was with Lee in Tel Aviv. Then she was supposed to...
I know the schedule, David. She was to check in with me at dawn today in Jerusalem.
The old man's there and okay?
Scared to death, but yeah.
I'll tell him we're with him.
Yeah, he knows that. Hattie's our problem right now. She's supposed to be here, and I haven't heard from her.
Understood.
Let everybody know that if they hear from her, she needs to call me, okay?
Well, she's not that crucial to your assignment, is she?
No, but if we don't know where she is, the GC could have her. If they put the screws to her, David, we could be blown into the open real fast.
Hang on, would you please? Leah, what was Hattie supposed to do after you two split up?
Disguise herself as an Israeli, blend into the crowd in Tel Aviv, and go to Jerusalem. After she checked in with Buck, she was to watch Carpathia's people and see if they recognized Dr. Rosenzweig or Buck.
Hey, Buck, she must have gotten spooked in Tel Aviv and never got to Jerusalem.
Well, I need to know that. We can't guess out here. I have to hold Haim's hand for a while, and I can't afford to spend time tracking Hattie.
God in heaven, I bring before you my mentor and friend, Haim. He is to be a Moses to your people, Israel. But I fear that his heart is faint. I ask you to give him strength, and I pray for those working on Operation Eagle. Nourish them, O Father. I ask in Christ's name. Yes?
Dr. Benjuna, Chang Long.
Chang, how are you?
I was hoping you were there at your computer. David gave me your IP address in case of emergency.
What is it, Chang?
I'm not doing so well.
I see. Tell me how I can help you.
I've been thinking about ending this.
Excuse me?
Sir, I want to kill myself.
Chang, you realize how important you are to what is taking place? We're nearly at 0 hour. You are needed in an enormous way.
That's all done.
What's all done?
I've got everything set up the way Mr. Hasid and I designed it. I could disappear right now and not affect the trip.
Stop this talk, Chang. We need you. This whole situation is very fluid. You must stay in position and make adjustments depending on what we encounter. Now quickly, please, what is the problem?
The mirror. That's my problem.
Okay, perhaps a bit more detail?
I thought I could do this. I thought the mark would be an advantage. But all it does is show how weak I am. I want to take a razor blade and slice it from my head, then slit my wrist. God decide my fate.
God has decided your fate, my friend. You have his seal upon you. You did not accept the mark of Antichrist, nor will you worship him.
But I've been studying your own writings, Doctor. The mark of the beast brings damnation, and the Bible says we can't have both.
It says we cannot take both.
But you said a true believer would be able to stand for his faith in the face of the plague.
I have told people that you cannot lose the mark of the seal of God because of human weakness, that God will grant peace and courage to accept whatever comes along.
That proves I'm lost. I do not have that piece of courage. I resisted, yes, but I didn't say anything. I cried like a baby. My father is still laughing at how I responded to the needle. I planned to resist right up until the time they stuck me. I wanted to say no and tell them about my belief. But look at me. It didn't happen.
I confess, it puzzles me too. Chang, do me this favor. Do nothing rash for 24 hours. We need you, and there must be an answer. I'll look into it, all right? Chang, will you do that? Chang!
You have to factor in wind velocity.
Gentlemen, let me remind you again. We're flyers, not soldiers.
A stash of weapons like this gives you the chance to be both. But it's your call, sir.
If Carpathia's troops do not represent mortal enemies, I do not know who does.
Cap, here. Take it. You carry it nose up.
I won't be carrying it at all. This thing weighs a ton. What kind of ammo are we talking about?
50 caliber. Each clip has 4 6-inch bullets.
Range?
4 miles.
Come on.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You're not going to get any kind of accuracy.
It's on record that a guy put 5 rounds within 3 inches of each other from 1,000 yards.
Huh.
200 yards, you can put one of these through an inch of rolled steel.
The recoil must be...
enormous.
And the sound?
Without earplugs, you stand a good chance of blowing out an eardrum. Want to try one?
Great sales pitch. Not on your life. I can't imagine a use for these monsters, and I don't want to alert the GC by lighting up a demo before the fun starts.
Oh, I guess I should have checked with you first. Got 100 of them on the way with all the ammo you'll need.
My flyers would never be able to manage these from the air, and right now that's my top priority.
We'll store them. You never know.
Want to see the other?
Not if it's anything like these.
Oh, not in the least. These are designed to use from planes or ground vehicles. Here, catch.
Much lighter.
Because there's no projectiles.
Then what does it shoot?
It's a DEW, a directed energy weapon. From a little under half a mile, you can shoot a concentrated beam of waves that bypasses clothing and heats any moisture on the skin to 130 degrees. Only takes a couple of seconds.
What does it do to your insides?
Nothing. Non-lethal.
Impressive. My problem is I don't have combat troops. And even if I did, we'd be no match for the GC.
Okay, but these will be here if you need them.
Camera, my friend. Come in, come in. Did you reach Hattie?
No, not yet.
What is it? Is something I'm backwards?
No, Doc. It's just... well, it's hard to get used to you with the bushy beard and the mustache. Your skin's a lot darker, too.
Zeke and the plane crash gave me all the body changes I could want in a lifetime. Ooh, is it cold in here?
Well, here, how about you try on the robe?
I'm not ready for the uniform yet.
Here, put this on for now. It's from the hotel. A couple of hours to kill.
It says King David on the pocket.
And?
Do you not think we should have Patriarch Moses sewn onto the other robe?
Great idea.
Such is my life, full of great ideas, like agreeing to this assignment.
God will be with you, Doctor.
Come on, you must excuse me. Oh, I feel an uncontrollable urge to kneel and pray. Oh, God, help me. Who am I that I should go and bring the children of Israel out?
God will certainly be with you.
Indeed, when I come to the remnant of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?
As God said to Moses, I am who I am. Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. They will heed your voice. And you shall come to the king of this world, and you shall say to him, the Lord God has met with me. And now let us journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.
But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you.
Shalach yadcha fakach hamaim.
Come on. I did not know you. You knew Hebrew?
Kach hamaim.
Take the water. Okay,
blood. It turned to blood.
Lama'an ya'aminu ki nira'a aileka aronai. Kach het hakos od.
Again? Right. Again. It's turned back to water.
Shuv yarcha eved ha'elohim.
Told you? My hand?
Shuv yarcha eved ha'elohim.
All right. Come on. Are you all right? Speak to me. Oh, what have I done? Come on.
Pull back your hand.
Then it will be. If they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter sign.
Cameron,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
And it shall be, if they do not believe even those two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take the water from the river and pour it on the dry land. And the water which you take from the river will become blood on the dry land.
But I'm not eloquent. I am slow of speech and slow of
tongue. Who has made man's mouth? Has not the Lord? Now therefore go, and he will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say.
Cameron. Cameron. Oh, Doc. What? What just happened here?
Leah, pull over here. I'm sorry, everybody. Zion just sent an email about a conversation with Chang.
Yeah, we better hide the van. We're pretty conspicuous.
Hang on. We're going into the sand.
Oh, what's up with our man in New Babylon?
Good morning, sunshine.
I was just resting my eyes.
Chang's having second thoughts, talking about wanting to kill himself.
What? Because of Carpathia's mark?
That doesn't sound so good. What are our options?
David, you might just try taking the upper hand with the kid. Here's your mission, let's do this and we'll talk later.
Yeah, kind of what I was thinking. Leah, this is far enough from the road.
Right.
I'm gonna get in touch with Ray. Tell him what's going on.
Chang here.
You've got time to interrupt Dr. Ben Judah, but not to check in with me?
I'm sorry, I'm just...
No, you think this is a game, Chang? What happened to the smart-aleck know-it-all who was going to handle all this in his sleep?
I set everything up, just like you said. It will work without
me. No, we don't have time for this. You accepted the assignment. You even wanted it. Too many people are counting on you, and the very success of a life-and-death operation is in your hands. Doing harm to yourself because you can't figure out why God might have let something happen would be the most royally selfish thing you could do.
I know. I talked with Dr. Ben Judah as a spiritual mentor to get his perspective.
Well, look it, this is my perspective. Unless you tell me right now that you're prepared to follow through with what we agreed, I'll initiate the codes that destroy your setup and all the stuff I built there and taught you.
Sir, I'm sorry.
I don't need sorry. I need Akbar's plans on investigating the crash site. You need to hack into Sandra's files and be sure we're up to date on Carpathia's schedule. And if he holds meetings anywhere you can tap into, you've got to direct that transmission to Chicago, Miss Paramon, and to me.
I understand. I'll follow the orders.
Good. Now listen. This dual mark thing. I don't think you're going to have peace about this until you know for sure what really happened that morning. We'll deal with that later. Right now, you need to do your job because a lot of people's safety depends on it.
I'll do it.
Good. The last we knew, Carpathia was going to make his public appearance in Jerusalem at 11 a.m. Carpathian time.
That's still the schedule I have.
Once you're sure everything is under control, why don't you poke around the router addresses I'm emailing to you? It's a long shot, Chang, but it may get you access to surveillance equipment I didn't install. Perhaps there's an audio record of what went on that day with your father and the others.
Good. Let me have the address.
No. Do what you've been assigned first.
Yes, sir.
Lucas, you told me in my office that you were trying to get out of taking the mark right up to the time they stuck you. Chang, what did that mean? The embedding of the chip?
No, stuck meant the anesthetic they gave me prior to the procedure.
Okay, that makes sense. And what happened from the time you got to the basement of Building D until you came to my office?
Building D? Wait, I thought the mark was administered in the basement of the palace. I don't remember being in D.
Okay, again, we're not doing this now. I think you know what we are doing.
Thank you for your confidence. I won't let you down.
Who said anything about confidence?
We'll get out right here, thanks.
The old city. This crowded.
Well, the festivities should start up in less than an hour. Keep an eye out for Hattie, okay?
Via Dolorosa looks different.
Well, probably the quick repairs made after the Gala earthquake.
Sir, would you like to purchase palm branches to throw at His Excellency's feet?
No, thanks.
You'll need it for his triumphal entry.
Sorry, no.
We have memorabilia in the likeness of His Excellency. Very good prize!
There you go, Doc. Irrefutable evidence that Nikolai the Pacifist is long gone.
There is something very, very wrong about combining palm branches and tanks.
Hey, how are you feeling about all this? I mean, you'd tell me if there was a problem, wouldn't you?
I want to be anywhere but here.
Doc, God will be with you. I know it, and you know it.
Head knowledge, heart knowledge. Big difference, Cameron.
Oh, hang on, Doc. I want to see what they're saying about the crash.
Director of Security, Walter Moon, gave a brief statement earlier. Unfortunately, while the investigation continues, we've been unable to confirm the evidence of any human remains. It is likely that four loyal patriots of the global community were vaporized upon impact. At this point, though, the investigation remains open and ongoing. Once we have confirmed the deaths, prayers will go up to the risen potentate on behalf of their eternal souls. We would extend our sympathies to their families.
An inside source tells us that pilot error on the part of Captain Matt... Ugh,
well, at least they don't know they're alive. Hello? Hello? Oh, stupid phone. Oh, I better keep trying. They're gonna wonder where I've gotten off to. Oh, dear God. I thank you for my friends, for Tsion and all I've learned from him. God, you've given us such a good teacher for all of us. Lord, I praise you for Leah and for Chaim. Oh, Lord, give him strength to stand up to your enemy. Oh, I don't know what I would have done without Ray and Chloe. Oh, God, you've given me so many people who really care. Doc Charles, and Albie, and Buck. I don't know why they...
Who's there? Is there someone here?
No, I locked the door. Who are you?
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.